Unit 4, Literature, pages 68 to 71.
Wilma. Based on Skeeter, a play by Michael Bonner and on Wilma's autobiography. Characters: Wilma Rudolph, Mrs. Rudolph, Wilma's mother, Doctor Westley, Wilma's brother, Clinton Gray, Wilma's high school coach, Ed Temple, Wilma's college coach, announcer, reporter, narrator. Act 1, Scene 1. On the stage, we see a room in Wilma's house. Wilma is lying in bed. The bed is beside a window. There is a table in the middle of the stage. A doctor and Wilma's mother are sitting at the table.
The year is 1944. The place is Clarksville, Tennessee, USA. Young Wilma Rudolph has been very sick. Her illness has left her with a bad leg.
Wilma, I'm afraid you'll never walk again.
Wilma, I think there's still a chance to save your leg. I'm not going to give up that easily. You'll walk again. You'll see.
From Wilma's autobiography.
My doctor told me I would never walk again. My mother told me I would. I believe my mother.
Scene 2.
Stop hurting my leg, Mama.
Wilma, listen to me. We have to exercise your leg 4 times every day. We have to move it and turn it to help it grow strong again. So stop crying. I know it hurts. It's easier to lie in your comfortable bed and wait for a miracle, but I won't let you do it.
I'm sorry. It's just that I get so tired. Besides, maybe the treatments won't work.
They'll work. We just have to try our hardest to make you better.
But how? We don't have money for more doctors. You and Dad work hard enough to keep this big family going.
We'll teach your brothers and sisters how to work on your leg. Do you want to get better? So never, never give up. Westley, are you ready? I'll show you how to exercise Wilma's leg. Don't make a face, Westley. All of us are going to help Wilma, no matter how hard we have to work.
Scene 3. Ouch! Stop hurting my leg, Westley!
Sorry, Wilma, the guys are waiting outside. We're going to play basketball. Do you want to watch? So let's go!
Wait. Finish your job here, Westley. Wilma's leg is more important than basketball.
Basketball is more exciting. Mom, but all right.
Act 2, Scene 1. A few years go by. Wilma's leg is getting stronger and stronger. A special leg brace helps her walk. Now, although she limps, she never wants to sit still. She is especially interested in basketball.
Oh no, here comes Wilma again. Hide that basketball or no one will get a chance to play. Don't even mention the word basketball.
I heard that, Westley. I may limp a bit, but I try harder than any of you. So give me the ball and let's play.
One day, Wilma's mother looks out the window and sees Wilma playing basketball. Suddenly, she notices that Wilma is not wearing her leg brace. She is not limping.
Wilma, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm playing basketball.
Amazing!
From Wilma's autobiography.
My whole life at the time revolved around basketball and my family. Life seemed so happy then.
Scene 2.
Wilma is now in high school. She is one of the top players on the girls' basketball team.
Wilma, you're a good athlete. You're little and you're quick. Keep practicing and you'll be a star one day.
Before long, Wilma sets a school basketball record. 803 points in 25 games. Soon, Ed Temple, a college track coach, hears of Wilma. One day, he comes to watch her play.
Look at her move! You know, that girl could be a runner. If you start a girls' track team, you already have a star.
Coach Temple plays an important role in Wilma's life. With his help, she becomes a runner. Soon she is winning race after race for the new track team. Coach Temple is excited. He invites her to work out with the college team. At first, things go well. But then something happens at a track meet, which takes place at the University of Tuskegee, a city in the state of Alabama, USA.
I knew I wasn't any good. I came in last in every race. I'll never get that scholarship.
Listen, Wilma, you've been running against some of the best runners in the country. If you work as hard as they do, you'll be that good too. Maybe better. I know you will. And you know it too. Don't let that experience break you.
From Wilma's autobiography.
At the Tuskegee track meet, I didn't win a single race. The girls from Georgia won everything. Later on the way back, I sat in the car and thought how I'd like nothing better in the whole world than to come back to Tuskegee the next year and win everything. Finally, I realized what had happened. After so many easy victories using natural ability alone, I got a false sense of being unbeatable. Losing to those girls brought me back down to earth. I learned a very big lesson that day. Winning is great, sure, but if you're going to do something in life, the secret is learning how to lose. Nobody goes undefeated all the time. If you can get up after a crushing defeat and go on to win again, you're going to be a champion one day. But if losing destroys you, it's all over. That day, I decided that I would never, never give up.
Wilma trains very hard all summer. At the age of 16, she takes part in her first international event, the 1956 Olympic Games, and wins a bronze medal. But in her mind, Wilma knows she can do better. She can win a gold medal. Scene 3. Wilma is now 20. With the help of Coach Temple, she has won a college scholarship. Wilma has become the fastest runner in America. At the 1960 Olympics, Wilma faces the best runners in the world.
The winner of the 200-meter dash is Wilma Rudolph of the USA! Wilma, this is your second gold medal. On Thursday, you run in the relay. You must be very excited.
I am. So keep your eyes on the U.S. team. It's going to be an interesting competition.
Scene 4.
They're off. The U.S. is in the lead. Wait! The last runner for the U.S. got off to a bad start. It's Wilma. The German runner has passed her. But look, Wilma is catching up. Now she's ahead. She did it. The U.S. team has just set a new record.
Wilma wins her third gold medal in the 1960 Olympics. No American woman has ever done better. It took Wilma only an instant to cross the finish line that day, but her race to the top started years before. Finally, at the age of 20, she has proved that she is a true champion.